The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. My name is Mark Striegel, and on this episode of the show, we have the one and only Frank Bello from one of my favorite bands of all time, Anthrax. And, you know, as a kid, I loved this band. I really just wore out the grooves on the old vinyl. One of the first CDs I ever bought was Persistence of Time. I had a boombox CD player. It had a cassette player on it and a CD player. I bought Houses of the Holy by Zeppelin. I bought Persistence of Time by Anthrax. I'm trying to think what some of my other super early CDs were. I remember buying 1999, which I hadn't had. I'd been a Prince fan all throughout, you know, the mid to late 80s, and I remember buying 1999. It was probably like 1988, 89 when I bought that record. Great record. Still love that record. Anyways, three of the early ones. And then for some reason I had like No Prayer for the Dying. I'm not sure when that came out, but that was definitely one of my earlier CDs too. The Maiden record, No Prayer for the Dying. Ah, good stuff. And when I bought one of my early CD players, it was a demo model that I bought off the floor at one of the stores at the Quaker Bridge Mall, and they left a Steely Dan CD in it. So that was one of my first too. I didn't actually care for Steely Dan that much, but I learned to like them because I had their Best Of by accident. There you go. Anyways, Anthrax, just a great band. Again, initially started listening to them on the vinyl side of things, and still have some of those old vinyl records by Anthrax, which I just still love to this very day. And the thing about Anthrax that just cracks me up is that Scott Ian and Frank Bello, I don't know about the other guys. They might kind of recognize me or something, but those two guys for sure know who I am. And it just cracks me up that here, these guys I used to read about in magazines and just worship as a no pun intended, as a kid. Two of them actually know who I am. And Frank Bello, what a class act. What a great guy. Always a pleasure to talk with him. So without further ado, without any more of my rambling, I want to get into this interview with Frank Bello. But before I do that, let's just mention this great festival that's hitting New Jersey. It's insanely good. This is a destination festival. You should be flying in from wherever the hell you are for this festival. It is great. It goes Friday through Saturday. I'm actually going to miss the Friday night show that Judas Priestess is playing and Don Jameson's doing some stand-up at. Sadly, because I have Robert Plant tickets in the city, ticket singular, I'm going by myself. So sorry about that. But I will be at the 19th and 20th shows for the Food Truck and Rock Carnival in New Jersey. Slash headlines the show on the 19th. Black Label Society also playing Skid Row, Pop Evil, Puddle of Mud, Kix, a lot of talking metal friendly bands on this bill. Faster Pussycat, Edgar Casey, a great old school New Jersey band who I used to go see way back in the day. And on Sunday, I can't wait for Sunday, man. Stone Temple Pilots, Clutch, Anthrax, Slaughter, LA Guns, Lita Ford, TT Quick, Prophet, another old school Jersey band. I'm going to be in heaven, Crobot, and then a Q&A with my favorite DJ of all time, Eddie Trunk. Wow, it's going to be great. Plus, craft beer. I'm a big craft beer guy, so expect to see a slightly buzzed Mark Striegel walking around the grounds on September 20th at the Food Truck and Rock Carnival. It's going to be awesome. Hope to see you there, guys. Here is some new Anthrax. This comes off of the Catch the Throne album, the mixtape volume 2, put out by HBO in honor of the Game of Thrones TV series. And Anthrax do a great job with this song. I don't know how to pronounce this song, so I'm not even going to try. I don't know how to pronounce the name of it. But it is a great song, and we're going to play you just a little bit of it, and we encourage you to go buy the whole thing on iTunes, the whole track. And after we hear this, we will hear from Frank Bello of Anthrax. Hey, this is Mark Striegel of Talking Metal, and on the line checking in with us, once again, we have the great Frank Bello of Anthrax. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing well, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm totally excited to see you guys right here in my home state in New Jersey on September 20th, a kind of a special show for me and for you guys. We're all going to be there partying together, and you guys are going to play for us. It is the Food Truck and Rock Carnival. So many great bands, including, of course, Anthrax. What do you think? What are you expecting from this festival? It's kind of a unique thing.
Well, think about this, man. We're starting a tour with Motorhead. I start next Friday, and for a couple of weeks before we do Motorboat, and we go to Japan, and then we go to Europe with Slayer. And so this is very much the beginning of getting out of the studio, which we've just done, and moving on to the next cycle, which is great. So when you say we're playing this show where there's food trucks to begin with, right off the bat, I'm a glutton. I love all that stuff. So
right on.
I don't know. I have to find out what time set time is, because you know where I'll be before that. It's all about just checking out different foods, and because I love all that stuff. So I've never even thought about that. But what a great idea. What a great idea, man.
Yeah, it is a great idea, and they're going to also have all sorts of craft beer samplings you can take part in, so that sounds great. And
dude, I'm a sampler. I'm a sampler. No problem. I'm all about it, man. I'm ready to rock.
Right on. Well, hey, you mentioned you were wrapping up stuff in the studio. I mean, are you near completion on the new record at this point?
You know what's great, Mark? You know what the fun part is? And now we're in this mixing mode of the record. You know, you write a record, there's a lot of hard work, and there's a lot of everything going on, emotion, all that good stuff that gets the songs where they have to be. You nitpick, and we've purposely taken our time with this record because, thankfully, from the reception and the success of Worship Music, we're humbled and just we feel really fortunate to be in the position that people are saying that Anthrax is back and with a vengeance, and we truly feel like we are. So we really wanted to take our time with the record and make sure it was the right record, and I think it is the right record. If you like Worship, this is the next level. And I'm not a salesman with this stuff. I'm a fan of this music. I have to say this because I can't wait to play these songs. I honestly can't. I've been jamming the newer songs just in my living room. I can't wait to play them live. There's so much energy and such great riffing and the vocals. It's just all of the above. If you like the last work that we did with Worship, you're going to love this. I'm so stoked on this.
Awesome. And so it really, you're saying, I think Charlie said the same thing. It's kind of taking stuff to the next level. And what do you mean by that, taking stuff to the next level?
I'll put it into perspective, and this is the truth. Well, as I was doing my bass, we were writing the record and all that stuff, and you're jamming and stuff. And this is how I know the riffing. I'm just saying the challenging riffing on this record. Scott and I, at one time, were jamming one of the songs, and both of us were shaking, like just to take, like put blood back into our hands and shaking our head. Wow, that's a pain in the ass, but it was so good. You had to have more. You know what I mean? It's one of those things that makes you want to. For me, as a bass player, it makes me want to play. That's for me. That's my ultimate compliment. It's like, wow, I want to play this. And I know I'm in the band. Blah blah blah. I know I have to hype the record, but I'm just being a fan. I'm genuinely stoked to see where I think we tapped into something really great with our writing right now. It's something we haven't really touched yet. I mean, we've done a lot of great records, but I think when we say new level, I think this is the next level to Worship, man. I really feel like that.
How many songs are we looking at?
Oh, man, we have a bunch of them. The hard part is, God, I think we wrote 18 songs for this record, but you know what? I'm pretty sure we're going to put 10 to 11. It's going to be a hard one to choose, but, like I said, man, there was a lot of creating going on, and some really good vibes, and it's really fun hearing the mixes. Like our producer Jay Ruskin is now sending us mixes of the record and getting our thoughts and our input and what we need, what we don't need, and this is the payoff. It's all comes to fruition. It's like, wow, I can't wait to play this song live, make people hear this, and hopefully feel like the way I do about them. So. It's that payoff time, so it's kind of cool.
Cool. And have you guys come up with a name for the record yet?
Yeah, we're bouncing around some names. We're gonna keep it to ourselves until it's time. But it's really everybody will be happy. Everybody's gonna be stoked just because it's like, okay, wow, that's different. You know, cool. it follows along the record.
Now, I know there was the one song, I have trouble pronouncing it. Maybe you can help me with that, from the Game of Thrones mixtape.
Yeah. Yeah, let me ask you something. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
I do. I love it. I love it.
So, wow. So, I mean, it's such an influencer. It's such an influence to this band. And when they asked us to do a song for them, it made absolute sense to do it. I'll talk nerd time for a little bit here. Did you like where it went at the last show?
I did. And spoiler alert to our listeners, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say anything.
But,
you say it.
But, you know, there's this main character, Jon Snow, who appears to have been murdered in the final frames of the last episode. And I mean, it's like people are online are speculating: is he dead? Is he going to come back? Is that, you know, that devil fire woman chick going to bring him back somehow? I mean, there's all these theories that go on, which is, so much fun, a big fun part of the show to kind of try to figure out where it's going to go next. And I guess now, you know, with the books, we're up to a point where the show is actually starting to surpass where the books have gone story wise. So
yeah,
I guess no one knows. What's your theory on Jon Snow?
My theory is somehow he's going to come back. I hate the spoiler alert, all that stuff. I'm sorry if this is my theory. And look, if this is me partially as a fan, I haven't read the books, but as a fan, just where the show is going, and I just want to see that character back. It wasn't time. You know what I mean? It wasn't time. And that's what I was saying as I saw that happening. And I know it's throwing into a Game of Thrones interview now, but I just have to say this. As I saw it happening, I said, this can't happen. This has to have a follow-up. And that's all I kept saying. There's got to be some kind of follow-up because this is too – no. I just said no. But we'll see. But yeah, as far as it's great because the creator of that show is an Anthrax fan. And he made us go to the set. He set us up to go to when we played Ireland. He not only came to the show – but they gave us an amazing dude, and I'm saying if you're a fan, you understand this. He put us, they let us on the sets of everything, there, and it was just drool.
Right.
So wow. Charlie Scott and I, we were just literally drooling, like, oh my god, and this is where this happened, and this is where this happened. It was so cool, man. So I just wish everybody can get a little taste of that. It was a really cool thing to do, you know.
It reminds me of photos of when you guys we got you guys into the Battlestar Galactica set way back when.
Oh, dude,
another
how great
show.
That?
Yeah,
I mean that's another show that should come back with the full cast, the same cast, just an incredible show that I still watch those. I still watch those DVDs. I still love them.
Right on. Hey, I wanted to ask you. I know you got these dates coming up with Motorhead, and I know we're both such big Motorhead fans. We even jammed a Motorhead song together once.
This is true.
Are you at all concerned about the reports we're getting over the last few days about Lemmy not finishing the sets? Apparently, tonight's show has been canceled.
I didn't know tonight's show. Wow, that's breaking news to me because I didn't know tonight. I'm sorry to hear that. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and of course we love Anthrax, we love Motorhead. We just want to see you guys out on tour together. Is there any concern on your part?
Well, there's always concern. I mean, look, at the end of the day, we're all huge Lemmy fans. Of course, we're diehard Lemmy and Motorhead fans, and we've become close with those. We've done a lot of touring with Motorhead, to the fact where we're all family. We're very much a family when we tour. And the crew, the bands. We hang out all the time when we're on tour. It's very much a family kind of vibe. So I'm always concerned. But I did hear he wasn't feeling, and Lemmy wasn't feeling well. We played Denver last week with them, and the altitude was getting to him. Because it's thin air, it's hard to breathe. And that's just what I've heard. But I didn't know about tonight. I'm hoping he feels better.
Yeah, I guess it was last night or two nights ago he didn't make it through the set again. And then I heard tonight was canceled. So we'll see. Hopefully he can get some rest before he's out on the road with you guys.
I'm really hoping that we can do the tour and it all works. Because, he'll fight the good fight, though. I'll tell you that much. So I wish him the best. He's just awesome in every way.
You know, when you guys were on That Metal Show earlier this year, there was discussion about some of the early hip hop rap stuff you did, and you combined it with rock. You guys were one of the first bands to ever do that, even before. I'm trying to think. Before Public Enemy, you did it with that other. What was that other band you guys? UTFO or something?
Oh, UTFO. Yeah. That was just a kind of day thing. It was really quick in the studio in Queens, But you know, the Public Enemy was pretty. The Public Enemy thing was pretty. Is pretty intense. That was one of the highlights of my personal career. I said, "Wow, this is breaking a lot of boundaries. This is a lot of walls down." And they say it can't be done, so we're going to do it. So I really, as a member of Anthrax, I felt really great about that.
Absolutely. It's just amazing, groundbreaking stuff. And it went on, and some people point to that song even specifically as kind of launching this whole genre that took place in the 90s, which kind of got labeled as new metal. And I was just wondering, when you view some of the quote-unquote new metal bands, be it Linkin Park, you know, Korn, and some of the others, how do you view those bands? Were you a fan of any of those bands?
Korn, I was, especially the first two records, and I still think they're great. But and Linkin Park have their thing going. You know, there's nothing bad to say about anybody because look, if they're doing something right, it's because it's successful. So I would never say anything bad about anybody. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
I want to see this rock movement go above where it should be back to. I mean, it's definitely taking the back seat to a lot of other music right now, and so I want to see everybody achieve. That's just the way I feel about rock. I miss it being at the forefront of all music right now, and there's no MTV, there's nothing, there's no radio. So the way I look at it, it's very much rock and roll, metal, whatever you want to call it, all of the above is very much underground.
Right.
So I want to see it rising, and it will rise. There'll be one band that comes out like Guns N' Roses did years ago, and just break down all the walls again. It'll happen. It'll definitely happen, and I welcome it.
Yeah, I
love it.
It's like you said, it's not just metal. I mean, the VMAs the other day, there were very few, if any, performances where you actually saw people playing guitars. You know, which is it's a sad state of music.
Dude,
to me.
I haven't watched any of that stuff forever because if somebody show me where is the music? And look, you could say, yeah, he's been in the metal band for all these. I don't give a shit. I'm still a musician. I'm still a songwriter. It's like, what happened? These corporations, that's a corporation kind of vibe that their favorite people get to perform or whatever they do on there. I could never watch that. It makes me ill when I even think of it. It's just a sad state of where the music business is right now. I just don't understand a lot of machinery and a lot of lip syncing. God, how about grabbing a guitar and going out live? That's what I say.
You know, and I was just with my family out at an amusement park, and I saw so many younger kids, you know, teenagers, early 20-somethings, wearing T-shirts of bands of the past, you know, Maiden, even Marilyn Manson, T-shirts like that I saw these kids wearing. Do you think there's a lack of interest in the younger bands for the younger kids, like 20-something bands maybe aren't breaking through to the folks of their generation like they should?
Well, let's put it in perspective. Look at these poor people look at these poor kids and starting up bands right now as a music business. There is no music business. So there is nowhere to achieve anything. And I feel really bad for them. But what I do like is the rock and roll or whatever you want to call it, metal, whatever, that mentality of never say die and keep going because it makes you feel good, do this stuff. That's what we all started this whole thing with. So I think there is an underground kind of vibe going to it. And I think, like, in cycles, life is cycles. I guess after a while, you live long enough and you see life is cycles. It'll come around again, man. It just takes its time. And when it's time, one of these young bands are going to come, which I love, because I love a good song, man. I don't care who wrote it.
Yeah.
One of these young bands are going to write a great record, like that Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's going to revolutionize. I'm hoping this, but I'm counting on it. So because it life is cycles, and that's just the way I feel about it.
Cool. Well, we hope you're right, and
I hope I'm right too.
Yeah.
I have a lot of hope.
And for the rock fans, especially the ones based in New Jersey, New York City, even the Philly area, this food truck and rock carnival, which takes place September 17th through the 20th, is going to be absolutely insane. Slash, 3 Days Grace, Black Label Society, Skid Row, King's X, Faster Pussycat, Godsmack, Stone Temple Pilots, Clutch, and of course Anthrax. I will be there. I can't wait to see you guys. Hopefully I'll get a chance to say hello to you, Frank.
Dude, you got to come back for a shot. Come back and have a shot. No doubt.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, man. I'm there. I'll be there. You come back.
All right. I'll see you on the 20th. In.
All right, bro. Have a good one, huh?
New Jersey. Yeah, thanks, Frank. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Just heard was Madhouse, one of my favorite Anthrax songs. Love it. Guys, it's been a pleasure hanging with you today. Support Talking Metal. Go buy a t-shirt in our merch section on talkingmetal.com. If you see me at the food truck and rock carnival, be sure to say hi. I got a lot of shows coming up. Robert Plant, I mentioned. Ghost, I'll be at. Chris Cornell, I'm checking out in New Jersey. If you ever see me at a show, definitely come up and say hello. If you ever run into one of these artists, Frank Bello, for example, you know, that I interview on this podcast, be sure to let them know you heard their interview on Talking Metal, all right, and support the artists. We interview and play here by going and buying their music legally. All right, dudes. This is again, one of my first CDs, and this is the actual CD I'm ripping this track off of. This is In My World.